Saskatchewan.
Chapel Roan, the subway. There's a little Saskatchewan. She has said she would, because it's in her song.
Is she the Pink Pony?
She is Pink Pony Club. Oh, okay. Yes, that is right. Chapel Roan, Pink Pony Club.
Hearing a lot less of that song, thank goodness.
The Oilers stopped winning. Although the Florida Panthers seem to take it on.
They've co-opted it.
That's a little poke back at the Oilers. But Jamie Campbell joined us earlier, and he was on his road trip through Saskatchewan. He was wondering, what are some Saskatchewan songs?
Do you want me to go through some of the tunes that have come in?
Just like three or four. Britain's Waiting Patiently.
I know. Northern Pikes, I forgot that they're from Saskatchewan. They released a song called Saskatchewan After Dark. Kiefer Sutherland has a song called Saskatchewan. I can't believe I didn't remember this one. From the movie Slapshot, Sonny James, a little bit of Saskatoon. We've got Widemouth Mason on the list. We've got Sheepdogs on the list, just based on the fact that they're from Saskatchewan. I've been having a lot of fun with this. Tragically Hip, Wheat Kings, that's obviously a Saskatchewan-themed tune. What?
I said three or four. You're at like eight.
Not a great counter.
1-877-332-8255. Do you know what Saskatchewan football?
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Brittany Gray.
Green Zone Rider Reporter, Brittany Gray. Do you have any Saskatchewan tune recommendations?
Not on the list.
None that really jump out on my head right now. I listen to like remixes of songs when I'm on the road. So,
okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Listen, Locker, if you don't like Pink Pony Club, you're not going to enjoy a car ride with me, so we don't have to worry about it.
We'll add that to the list of things.
One of many things.
Yeah, one of many things. All right, let's get to the green and
the
white.
Training camp next year, Locker. We'll cruise up there.
We'll take my car.
There's at least $50 worth of recycling in that passenger the seat.
Recently cleared it out. What are you talking about?
Okay. But the Riders and the Calgary Stampeders tomorrow. The depth chart comes out today. Thomas Bertrand-Hudon to the 6-game injured list. Trevion Tate was expected.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Bertrand-Hudon, it was going to be interesting, but today we found out it's going to be a lot longer term than shorter term.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. We were watching the game. We knew he got hurt. Went back because I had the TSN on my laptop. You could rewind it a little bit. And just off the screen, you looked the replay. It was a non-contact injury. I'd looked at you and I was like, that doesn't look good. And yeah, a 6-game list. But I mean, you get to bring on Kadeem Carey, right? This team has maybe the best backup running back in the CFL. And the fact that they get to bring on an all-star in this league.
And we had the conversation a couple of times this week about the fact that they can figure it out with the ratio. It's actually pretty easy as opposed to some of the ratio situations that we've dealt with this year already. But I got a question for you. Who runs the ball more tomorrow, the Stamps or the Riders?
I'm going to go Riders because I have them winning. And when you're in the lead, you rush the ball a little bit more. So that's why I'm leaning the Riders will have more rushing attempts. So both these teams, great quarterbacks, but they make their money running the ball. These are two teams that want to rush the ball a lot and use that run game to kind of open up the passing attack.
In the first game, of course, with Kadeem and AJ Ouellette, Kadeem didn't touch the ball a lot. Do we think, now that we know Thomas Bertrand-Hudon is going to be out a while and it's probably going to be... Do you think we're going to see more Kadeem Carey rolled into this offense to spell off AJ Ouellette? Or because AJ Ouellette's on pace for 1,500 yards and doesn't look like he's slowing down, just keep on giving 45 the ball 15 to 20 times?
Yeah, that's really tough to say because why did he only have 4 carries? Was it because that's how the game plan worked? Was that because he was only here for a week last time out, right? He arrived on Monday, player whenever it was that week. Mm-hmm. So I think now that
AJ
he's been
was
here,
rumbling that game too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yeah. So I think a lot of it is going to come down to the game playing, kind of who's doing what, what's kind of working in the favor. It's going to be, I wouldn't pick either of these guys in CFL fantasy because I don't know who's going to eat into who. But I would assume, at least for right now, the way AJ Oled is running the ball, he's still going to receive a bulk of the carries.
Another absent player off the depth charts, Tavon Campbell. He's out for at least another week, mm-hmm. at least. Are we going to see more from Roland Milligan Jr. as a result of a Tavon Campbell absence in the lineup?
With Roland Milligan, you're going to see a lot of him. He's the best defensive player in the CFL, right? It's Antoine Brooks Jr. that we're going to see a little bit more of. Of course, such a great training camp and preseason with the guy. I'm excited to see what he can do because he's not just some rookie. And Corey Mace was like, he's not some guy we just pulled in off the street this year. Mm-hmm. He was here last year. He knows the CFL game. He's played in the NFL. He knows what it takes to win. He was on that Los Angeles Rams team that won the Super Bowl. He's seen what a winning culture is. And I think he understands now that he's here in his second year, the nuances. And I'm excited to see what he can do when he gets more than just some cleanup duty, right? When he's out there from the start.
And he can play everywhere. Like Antoine Brooks Jr., he can play Sam halfback. He's playing corner mm-hmm. this week. That versatility has been something that Corey Mace and Josh Bell, the defensive, the pass game coordinator on the defensive side, they love about this guy is his versatility and special teams too. Mm-hmm. He's all over the place. And you think we get another jump into the crowd from Antoine Brooks Jr. this week?
Maybe. He didn't get fined. I thought that was going to be a fine, right, when you jump into the crowd. Wasn't on that list, so maybe he will.
I think finally some fun. I think they've loosened that a little bit. I think it's now if you like engage with a fan,
like drink a beer.
But he didn't actually go into the stands. He came up on the edge and gave some high fives. They're a little bit too.
What is wrong with that?
Well, who was it in Edmonton who went and grabbed some nachos?
Duke Williams grabbed some nachos.
He was hungry.
Duke Williams. And wasn't that with Rider fans?
Yeah, he joined some Rider fans who were just sitting on the side in their loungers, jumped over the barricade, dipped a nacho, and peaced out. It was all in good fun.
And he got fined for it.
Oh, that's wrong.
So
I'm against that.
I think they've loosened the...
That's fun. That stuff's fun.
They just don't want anybody to get swung at if it's a member of the opposition, I think. But I think a home guy jumping into the crowd at home. Like that, what are they going to find somebody in Green Bay for the Lambeau leap? Like, please.
Exactly. Don't put anything by the NFL, the no fun league. They'll do anything to just ruin the entertainment.
I got another prediction question for you. How many times are we going to see Tommy Tsunami tomorrow night?
Eight. There's a number. Eight times. Why not? Who knows how a game goes?
How many touchdowns? I need to work in a Tommy Tsunami question.
Tommy Stevens, a.k.a. Tommy Tsunami, gets a score?
Yeah, he will. I mean, short yardage quarterbacks are so crucial in the CFL. He's the best at it. I think he finds the end zone this time around.
Nice.
Of course, on the Blitz podcast,
it is the fastest growing CFL podcast in Canada. I wasn't ready for it. I'm sorry. I didn't have my tagline ready to go. I didn't know we were going there.
I refuse to say it, so I'm just waiting for Locker to jump in. But the Blitz podcast, I said 25-23.
I said 25-20.
25-20.
Oh,
so
you guys are stealing my prediction here. I'll go 21.
That sounds like a boring football game.
I'll do 21-17.
These are two top defenses. I think points are going to be at a premium this week.
And it's going to be tight.
I think it's, yeah. Looks like it could be a dandy night for football, for the Riders as they get set. Oh, by the way, yes. I think CFL was like breaking news. Trevor Harris is starting this week. But yes, Trevor Harris is back as the starting quarterback, but he's been practicing all week. There was no question of his availability all week long for the Riders against the Calgary Stampede.
Doesn't need a yelling match this week with the doctors to try and get out.
Yeah, he got cleared from concussion protocol. He is good to go. But another offensive line shuffle. We know Zach Fry's in for Trevion Tate. So it's three Canadian offensive linemen, and it's a young, with Zach Fry and Daniel Johnson. How many starts combined do they have? Seven? It's a young left side of that offensive line for the Riders, but until they show us that we should doubt them, we are done doubting what Edwin Harrison, the offensive line coach, will have this group prepared to do tomorrow.
Absolutely. As Corey Mace has said, they call him coach of the year because of everything he's done so far with the offensive line group. And Edwin Harrison, they trust. He's done so well. As I've mentioned before, they had 13 different starting offensive linemen. Didn't really miss too much of a beat when you considered how many different people were there. The system is working. Trevor Harris kind of spoke about it too. There's a belief in this offensive system to just trust it. I think that's helping guys kind of play with it within it and allowing them to just do their job instead of trying to do too much.
That is Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray. Of course, he'll have the All or Nothing. He'll have a feature on Antoine Brooks Jr. as well tomorrow. Green Zone pregame show at 5 o'clock. For the rest of his coverage, head to CJME.com, CKOM.com, and, of course, check out the Blitz podcast with myself and Britton on YouTube or wherever you find your podcasts.
Better on Spotify. Oh, Canada's fastest growing CFL podcast, the Blitz podcast.
This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Oh, that is a good Sasky road trip song.
Yeah, that's on the list, by the way.
The Sheepdogs, Feeling Good.
That's a good live band, too.
Oh, absolutely.
What have they been doing lately?
I think they have a new one coming out or released.
Have you heard anything about the Sheepdogs? We'll do a little bit of investigation into where the Sheepdogs are at. I heard they moved down to Nashville to do some work. I think that was a couple years ago.
Like honky-tonking?
Nashville is more than country music, I know. Right? Like it's quite involved now.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. We're talking Sasky tunes here on the Green Zone today. And that is all credit to our guest earlier, Jamie Campbell from Sportsnet, Blue Jays host. He's a fan favorite. You could tell by the amount of people who came out of their offices
he's famous. Jamie's on TV.
Our show's on in the hallways, right? And they're like, Jamie Campbell's in studio with us. And
they had a single come out in April.
So all the people coming out of the office, and I was like, Jamie Campbell's Mr. Popular around Saskatchewan, as he usually is, because the one thing I really appreciate about Jamie is he comes to our province a lot to do charity things, and when they invite him out, he says yes a lot. He does a lot with the Kinsmen, of course, the Kinsmen Dinner. He brings Blue Jay guests every year. He's done some work with, like, the Rough Riders Foundation and other things in our province. And for this tour, he's just he might help out the Red Sox a little bit on Sunday, but also just watching some WCBL in Weyburn tonight, Saskatoon Saturday. He'll go to the Rider game tomorrow. So he's popped into studio earlier and asked, what's a Saskatchewan tune? His son's big into music, and he's like, what's some Saskatchewan tunes, songs that they should add to the playlist while they're driving around Sasky this weekend?
So keep sending them in. We'll get more on that list coming up here in a bit, too.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone to send in your Sasky songs. We're going to...
Songs about Saskatchewan and songs from artists from Saskatchewan. Or both.
Give us a ring, too. Here on the Green Zone. From the thriving metropolis of Langenberg, Saskatchewan, Jess Moskaluk played a few halftime shows at Mosaic Stadium with the Rough Riders the last couple of years. Great Saskatchewan talent. Adding it to the playlist. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone as Jamie Campbell, who you'll hear coming up, joined us in studio. We want to replay that one for you. It was a great chat about the Toronto Blue Jays and their hot streak going on. But he's in Saskatchewan touring around and asked us about a good Saskatchewan band song
for a playlist. He's doing a lot of driving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to know a little bit more of the music around these parts. So we're asking you, 1-877-332-8255. Of course, a lot of talent from Saskatchewan. The Sheepdogs, Jess Moskaluk, Kenny Shields, Streetheart. There's some, then there's the other suggestions of, like, we played Chapel Roan,
yes,
the subway, where she mentions, you know, bleep this place, I'm moving to Saskatchewan. There's a lot of running back to Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Burton Cummings, guess who?
We Kings, the Hip. That's the Saskatchewan themed song. Obviously, don't need to get into that one. I didn't know that Captain Tractor was from Edmonton. I always just assumed they were from Saskatchewan because the only song I ever knew from them was The Last Saskatchewan Pirate. Joni Mitchell wrote a couple of songs that were Saskatchewan themed.
She's a Saskatchewan
girl. Yeah, she was born in Alberta, but she lived here.
Colin James.
Colin James is from Regina.
Yeah.
I'll add him to the list.
What's the first? A lot of love for the Johnner Brothers as well out there.
Yeah.
At 1-877-332-8255 here on the Green Zone on this Thursday, as we are getting your suggestions on what should be added to our
Corp
Saskatchewan. This is more like a summer road trip playlist, too.
Yeah. Long Gone Saskatchewan. Jim Roberts. Is Jim Roberts from Saskatchewan? I don't know Jim Roberts. Sorry. But his song has come in. You mentioned the Johnner, Brad Johnner and the Johnner Brothers. Coulter Wall has come in a significant amount. I put a couple of tunes from the Johnner Brothers on the list for Jamie Campbell. Widemouth Mason has Saskatchewan roots, along with Sheepdogs. Stompin' Tom Connors has Roll On Saskatchewan. Northern Pikes, they're from Saskatchewan. What do you think? You're losing one?
Someone help me out. Why can't I think of them? They had a few songs that were pretty popular. A Pair of Brothers.
Age of Electric.
Age of Electric.
Kern.
Yes.
Yeah. They moved to Vancouver, and they kind of got started there. But Remote Control, remember that? That was their big hit. Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland has a song called Saskatchewan. Eric Church mentioned Saskatoon in Where I Want to Be. Warren Zevon came in, hit somebody, is about a hockey enforcer. It's a fictional character named Buddy from Big Beaver, Saskatchewan. Easy for you to say, Locker. Queen City Kids are from Saskatchewan. Jordan Cook, you need to look him up. I think you'd like him. Kickaxe, Age of Electric, Colin James. This came in from Steve. AC/DC, they are disproportionately popular in Saskatchewan. So I'm adding that to the list.
Can I throw Filmmaker on that list from way back in the day?
Is it music related?
They were one of my favorite bands. Just the young group of guys from Estevan playing bar shows back in the day. Filmmaker. A local band that comes in, they're playing the small bar tours. I enjoyed Filmmaker. They never like made it big or anything like that.
But they're
one of those local bar bands that you got to see young crew. And they're all in university. We were all at university together.
They were a cover band, or they did their own originals.
They did their own originals. I believe some of them went into Library Voices, which is another local band. There's a lot of great local talent. 1-877-332-8255.
Johnny Cash, The Girl in Saskatoon.
That is a great suggestion. Keep those coming. Someone is asking us to put the playlist on Spotify. The Green Zone Saskatchewan playlist. Can we do that?
Yeah, I can do that. I'll do that.
The
tonight.
Green Zone Saskatchewan playlist on Spotify. Locker will put it together.
I will do that. Do me a favor then. Recommend a Queen City Kids tune, a Rain Wolf tune, a Kickaxe tune, an Age of Electric tune. I've got a good Colin James song. I really like his. From his National Steel album, a tune called Before the Dawn is one of my favorites. I'm going to put that on there.
Tennille Arts. Absolutely. Getting a suggestion at 1-877-332-8255.
Dead South. I love those guys.
The Dead South.
I can't believe that we're still, like, we've been doing this for 2 hours.
And we're getting new names coming in.
There's stuff still coming in. Like, I can't. Northern Pike, she ain't pretty. You know what? You got to put that on there. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, whoever just texted the Rio Statics.
Are they from Saskatchewan?
No, they are not. They're from Etobicoke, Ontario. But it's one of my favorite songs of all time. Whoever texted that in, Anonymous Steve on the text line, Rio Statics song Saskatchewan, we can be best friends. 1-877-332-8255.
I'll put that on the list. Some of these might not show up on Spotify, but I will put together a Spotify playlist.
Oh, that is a good tune, by the way. Joel Plaskett has one of his songs mentions Saskatchewan in it.
Which one? Because he's buddies with Sheepdogs.
Oh, he's buddies with a lot of people around Canada.
Yeah.
Have, like, the Arkells have worked with Joel Plaskett. He's one of those artists.
He's a Halifax,
East Coast Rock. Thrush Hermit was his first band as a teenager.
Oh, was he in Thrush Hermit?
Yes.
Okay.
He was a little bit of there. That group was a gong show, Thrush Hermit. But he's now settled down and has become one of the great Canadian songwriters. But I can't.
His stuff, when he does stuff by himself, that's when you got to go see Joel.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. The Green Zone Saskatchewan playlist on Spotify is getting longer by the second on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. The Northern Pikes out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. 1-877-332-8255. We're doing it. We're doing a Green Zone Saskatchewan playlist on Spotify. It's official. It's Locker's homework.
I'm going to work on that here in the next hour. I don't know how far I'll get. I haven't built a playlist in a long time, but I need a kick-axe tune. I'm trying to find Heavy Metal Shuffle. That's the one. Ding. I can't believe how many texts we're getting. Thank you. This has been fun.
Someone says, on the road to rock from kick-axe?
On the road to... Oh, there we go. Okay, we are getting a couple of suggestions. Thank you. It's going to be a really good playlist.
This is a fantastic playlist that we're going to put together.
Nice thing about it, too, is I can just send the playlist to, like a link to it, to Jamie Campbell, who got us going on this whole conversation earlier when he popped in to hang out with us for a bit. He's doing a WCBL tour.
Yeah, right. Weyburn, Saskatoon, and he's
going to catch a Red Sox game. A
little bit of the Red Sox game before his flight leaves. But he'll also go to the—he's going to the Rider game tomorrow, too. Speaking of the Rough Riders against the Calgary Stampeders.
Can we talk about that?
Well, Ricky's reached out to me already and said, Jamie Campbell can come over to Ricky G's tailgate.
Well, you jokingly said, because he was like, can I get a tailgate experience while I'm in town? Anybody listening? So you brought up Ricky G, and then, of course, about 14 people texted and sent Facebook messages to Ricky G. Hey, Jamie Campbell wants to hang out with you.
So I'm glad we got that out of the way. If he swings over to Ricky G's place. One of the most, recognizable. One of the most photographed Rider fans, I believe, has to be Ricky. I think he's got to be. He's got the green mohawk and white face paint with the S logo on the side. And he's a great dude, too.
What? And he does the tailgate stuff. He lives close.
Yeah. Lives close.
That's fantastic.
The group of friends that go over there, but a VIP like Jamie Campbell gets the invite as well. The Riders are going up against the Calgary Stampeders tomorrow. We'll be talking to Salim Valji in the next hour about the Stampeders side of this equation. But what a game early this season to have. And I know it's Craven. I know it's Country Thunder, so a lot of attention go there. It's summer. Maybe a lot of people go into the lake. But I've said this all week. It's my game of the week. If there's a summer game to go to, I'd be picking this one. As we know from the Rough Riders is telling us with their data and research, fans are starting to go to 1-2 games rather than buying a whole season ticket, and they'll wait for the weather to show up and those types of things. I can't wait for tomorrow's game. I can't wait for it. The Stampeders have shocked the hell out of me. I thought this team was going to be 1-3 or 0-4 coming into Mosaic Stadium this week.
Yeah.
And they are 3-1. And they're not quite humming, and the Riders aren't quite humming, but
is anybody
playing quality football?
I think that these two teams are the closest thing to humming we have right now in the CFL. You got consistency from the Riders, and on paper, I mean, they have the edge tomorrow night, but then you've got, you know, Vernon Adams Jr. who could pull the game out of his you know what, right?
And with the run game and how quick Trevor Harris gets rid of the ball, that's helped the offensive line. Riders have a great defense. Calgary's, it's newly formed. The clip from Kadeem Carey from earlier that I played, like listen to Kadeem talk about the Stampeders. He just left there, and this is what he said.
I'm studying the defense. It's not a name I know out there. So, I mean, they completely wiped the defense, spread his start there. So I'm excited to go against a new bunch of group and, you know, show them dudes what I got and show what 4-5 can do out there.
So like, he was looking at it, and he's like, who the heck are these guys? Now, there are recognizable names. Like Micah Tights played here. Derek Moncrief played here. Damon Webb was actually a Rough Rider for a little bit, but he made a name for himself last year in Ottawa, but he's now moved over to Calgary. There's so many moving parts, but out of their defensive line, they've lost a lot, including Mike Rose coming to Saskatchewan. Jake Mayer, they moved on from. It's a whole new team in Calgary. They needed a refresh. I'm just shocked, Locker, that it quickly turned into wins. That's what surprised me.
You got a couple of things working into the advantage of the Calgary Stampeders. One is, I mean, they probably, on paper, am I wrong? Did they have the edge on the Riders and special teams?
Well, they're switching out their return guy. Rene Paradis has been a little, he's kind of like Brett Lawther this year. Like a little bit shockingly inconsistent.
They're having the same kicking conversations in Calgary that we're having here in Saskatchewan.
Like going, what's going on with Rene Paradis? He's usually automatic. Like, he missed 3 field goals last year, all of last season, 18 games, missed 3 kicks. He's already missed 3 kicks this year.
Yeah.
So I think it's a saw off across the board. I don't see
on defense as well. Both these defenses are dynamic and they can change the game, right?
The only big difference I see, because their run games are similar, it's the run defense. The Riders' rush defense is way better than the Calgary Stampeders' run defense. So we'll see if
that just because they get on you quicker?
The Riders have a lead a lot, so you don't have to run as much, but they still stop the run. Last time out against James Butler, he went for over 100 yards, though. So it's going to be an interesting game tomorrow night. Riders and the Calgary Stampeders, of course, the Green Zone pregame show is at 5 o'clock. Our game of the night, by the way, we're going to swing over to an AL East battle. The Red Sox and the Rays battling for wild card races going into the All-Star break. Boston on the outside looking in right now, tied for the last wild card spot. They are hosting the Tampa Bay Rays tonight as the Blue Jays have the night off.